Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my BioPro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about how does internet marketing benefit businesses? Stay tuned. All right. So we're here to talk about how internet marketing benefit businesses. I have an email here that I'm going to answer, okay? And it's just better, you know, with the emails, because at least we can know what you're thinking. And then, you know, eventually, by the way, make sure you subscribe to this channel if you want to keep getting videos like this, because this is going to help you improve on your business, on generating traffic and leads and signups of new customers on a daily basis into your business. Okay. So he says, I brought this thing up for so long. I think I'm be a little bit too late to the party. What do you think? Hola. Well, it's 2017 right now at press time. So are you late to the party? No. Okay. But yeah, there's a lot going on right now, and you definitely should be paying attention. I mean, 5 years ago, I thought who in their right mind will leave a yellow book and go on Google to search for a quality service? LOL, dumb, right? Well, I wouldn't say dumb. There's a lot of people still out here who think that way, okay? As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people in all type of professions in the world. I mean, look at like medical world, right? Anytime the people are trying to, like a big medical facility is trying to roll out electronic medical record where people can access their information from home, where it's consolidation of the processes, information, free flow, you know, that reduces lawsuits and things like that, where there's more accountability of information, the employees frown at it because it's change and people are not necessarily comfortable with change. It's the same thing in the marketing world too. It's the same thing in the business world. Sometimes people are so used to a certain way of doing things, and it can be difficult to embrace change. As human beings, it can be very, very difficult to embrace change. So if you're in a position where you can embrace change, number one, you need to understand that that's a top 3-5% thing. Like, it's not a normal thing to be able to embrace change. I've met people, like another lady was telling me about a gentleman who was like 95 years old, who loves everything tech, and it's not like he likes it, but he doesn't mind embracing and learning everything. He was just going to school to go learn some Excel, some Microsoft Office, just to try to catch up at the age of 95. There are people like that, and that's a rare gem. That's a rare thing, a character to have. So it's not necessarily abnormal to not want to embrace change. It's actually the normal thing, but of course you and I, we don't want to be normal. We don't want to be regular, average. We don't want to be mediocre. We want above and well above average, right? We want above average type of results. So you got to be ahead of the curve. You got to be ahead of the marketplace. You can't just sit there and try to be average. Like, hey, everyone is like that. Let me just be like that. That's everything in life, by the way. But especially in business, you got to be ahead of the curve. So is it dumb? No, I don't think it's dumb. I think it's the normal thing. Still with a lot of older people in their 50, 60, 70 years right now, they think they can still pick up the yellow book. That's why they still print the yellow book. But there are also many of them who understand they don't need to run to the yellow book. They can Google stuff, okay? My mother is 64. Is she? Yeah, she's almost 64. My father is 64. And they know enough, like right now, they need to Google. But that was difficult to get them to start Googling. Sometimes they will ask me things. They would rather pick up the phone to call me to ask me things over the phone that they could have Googled, and I had to be patient with them and just say, no, just give it a shot. Go on Google on your phone. I'm giving you an answer right now, but you're going to get a lot more answer and probably be educated along in the process by simply going onto Google on your phone and searching for more information about whatever you're inquiring about, right? So to still think that yellow book is the best exposure for your business, to still think that traditional newspaper is the best exposure for your business, it's kind of backwards, but it's not exactly abnormal. Most normal people think that way, but you and I, we're not trying to be normal. We're trying to perform above average, right? So That's that with that. Okay, so it's not dumb. Okay, so he continues there. Well, it's obvious now that the digital age has taken over completely. Completely? You think? That discourages me. Maybe you can share the benefits of leveraging internet marketing in business today. I need encouragement. Thanks. All right, so you want me to encourage you, like this person want me to encourage them on why they should use internet marketing for business. It's not so much of internet marketing, but so much of technology, okay? It's so much more of civilization. It's actually more of staying ahead of the curve, like I said. Like all of this right now in 50 years' time, maybe it's no more the internet. Maybe it's no more just mobile marketing. Maybe it's not just people reaching out to people over their phone. Maybe it's something else. But you got to pay attention to people. You got to pay attention to the market. That's really the main issue here. The issue is not internet marketing by itself, okay? The issue is not none of that. The issue is actually paying attention to where attention is, okay? Because we're talking marketing right now. Why should you do internet marketing? Why should you be heavily engaged in internet marketing for your business right now? It's not about internet marketing. It's about where's the attention of mankind right now? Where's the attention of your average customer right now, or average prospective or prospect or customer right now? Where's the attention right now? Wherever their attention is, that's where you need to be present. That's why you need to have presence, okay? Wherever the attention is right now, that's where your marketing message need to be, because at the end of the day, it's about marketing, it's about message and media. Internet marketing is just a form of media in general. That's just all that is, okay? And media, again, like I said earlier, can evolve with time, okay? At one point, it was literally like you have to walk over to that place. At one point, it became Telegram, right? I think that's what it is. At one point, radio, like you can now communicate with people on radios, right? And then at one point, and then you can now watch people on television that can communicate with you, and you can watch it in black and white. At one point, it evolved into color TVs, right? You can now watch a full picture in full color, like right now. Then another point, the tube TV got replaced by flat screen TVs and digital images being transmitted. And then now, I mean, you see, do you see what I'm talking about right now? Now you're watching me on the internet, okay? And I'm using my phone to literally record this right now, okay? And you're able to watch me and understand me and see me move in a motion picture, right? And I'm able to communicate with you as long as you have internet connection, right? So all of that stuff is evolving, but all of them are just media. That's all it is. It's a medium, right? Each one of them are medium. Each one of them is a medium. It's just a medium for me to communicate my message with you, and all of that is marketing. So marketing, message, medium is 3 M's, okay? And where is the attention, okay? Because you have an audience in this situation right now. You have the market, right? The market. So market, not marketing, sorry. It's market, media, right? You need a market to talk to. The people you're talking to are the market, right? And they're always right. The market is always right. So the argument of should we do internet marketing or not? Are your market hanging out on the internet? Then you need to be internet marketing. It's really that simple, okay? It's not complicated, and you don't have to complicate it for yourself, okay? Are your audience on their phone right now, Googling away, hanging out on Facebook, chatting with their friends? Should you be marketing where their attention is? That's the question you really should be asking yourself. Now, I watch my shows right now on my phone, the same phone that I'm using to record right now. I watch my shows, Amazon Prime Video. I watch my shows on DirecTV Now, which is an online streaming thing. I'm probably going to get rid of them soon too, because again, they're a little bit backwards. Amazon Prime Video is just better, okay? Quality, streaming fast, right? And all of this stuff are evolving. Now, you as a business owner, see, as consumers, we can afford... As a consumer, if you're operating as a consumer, you can afford to be delayed. Like for example, I don't pick up the new iPhone, like iPhone 8 or iPhone X, whatever is coming out. I don't buy it until maybe a year later or 2 years when my contract is up, because I'm not into it, right? And as a consumer, you can afford to do that. As a business owner, as a producer for the marketplace, you cannot afford to be waiting until you're losing. Like, you can still catch up, but you lost a lot of money by waiting for too long. Does that make sense? So have you lost a lot by waiting and not implementing internet marketing or not? Maybe not. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Bottom line is, right now is all you got. Right now is all you have. As a matter of fact, yesterday, tomorrow, all illusions, but you have right now. What I can tell you as a business owner right now is to, yes, absolutely get on the bandwagon and start implementing internet in your marketing, okay? Because that's where the attention is. That's where everybody is hanging out. Everybody's on their phone consuming information, producing information, creating content for Google and Facebook, and then those people are just making money, right? Because you and I will be hanging out on the internet either we like it or not. Does that make sense? So the question, again, is not about if you should be using internet marketing. The benefit of using internet marketing and marketing your business is as simple as that's where the attention of your market is, okay? And if the attention of your market is there, that means you need to send your message over the right media, which is where the attention is, to the market, which is where the attention of the market is, right? It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. One of the biggest issues with people is that they overthink everything. They think things are supposed to be more complicated than they actually are. They're not, okay? I come onto the internet, you come onto the internet to Google information about questions we have, problems we have. We're looking for solution on the internet. You need to be there producing solutions in the form of information. You need to be there producing answers in the form of information so people can find you, and those people, you capture their attention, okay? So you create content that answers people's problems, that provides solutions to people's problem, right? And then you capture their attention by capturing contact information, their email address, in exchange for something of a higher value, and then you convert that to sales. That's as simple as it gets, okay? If that sounds complicated to you, why don't you just rewind the video and do it over? Now, if you're done rewinding, hopefully you like what I just shared with you. If you like it, actually click like on the video, okay? And if you think you have team members or people that will really like the information I just shared with you and they want to know why they should be using internet marketing in their business, right? I don't care how small or how medium or how large the business is, you must be on the internet. You must have a presence on the internet because your market is on there, right? So if you think there's somebody like that, share it with them. Click the share button, share it on your social media everywhere, and share your thoughts with me in the comment below. If you have questions, share your thoughts below. If you want more details, share your thoughts below with me and let me know. Now, if you want step-by-step on how this works in any business, you see the link on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind. You want to go there and reserve a seat in my next free masterclass, okay? Go there and reserve a seat. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and then I will see you on the next one.